Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
Paul Gallant in for Reggie. John Lopez, What's Poppin' every day at 1140. John, I feel for you because you have been getting bullied.
This is so funny.
And spoken to in a patronizing manner.
This is so good.
Ever since your Aggies went down to the college football playoff Saturday at College Station, 10-3.
Yes.
How you doing?
Man, I'm actually doing good. And that's not just lip service. I want to address though. Our friend Adam Spillane can
Indiana
go straight.
Bully.
He can go straight to hell. Because, you know, and Reggie was at the house. We were watching the game, making tamales. We had the family, the kids over. And we're all obviously huge Aggie fans. We're talking about Miami beating them 10-3 in a really good game for the way it was scored, you know, for the low-scoring nature that it was. And obviously we were, you know, heartbroken and all that. But it wasn't like, you know, oh, my gosh, I want to jump off the roof or whatever.
It wasn't?
Nah, it was like, damn it. You know, it was just like, okay, well. You know, well, like they say in the movies, good season, boys, you know, or whatever.
I hate this. No, I'm disappointed now.
Don't get me wrong. We were heartbroken, but it was just a really good. And I was talking to Ben Gary, who's a Miami alum. He can go straight to hell, too. But
he was more patronizing.
It was good. I thought they had it in them. And maybe part of the reason is like Marcell Reed played like crap. Throwing the ball.
He was
a big difference running the ball. I mean, he was one of the reasons that they were actually moving the ball all day long, but just couldn't finish it off. Shout out to the Hurricanes for getting it done. But so that's where I was, like, damn it. But at the same time, you know, what are you gonna do? You know, he was bad. He was bad passing the ball. It sucks. Hopefully that won't happen again, whatever. But then I get to the press box. And you and I were just chatting about the game. It wasn't like, you know, you were part of the problem. We were just chatting about the game. And then some other bozo comes up and says, I just wanted to come check on you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, well, you're that guy?
Is it like a arm around you?
Hey,
yes,
buddy.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
It was so patronizing.
And then Adam Spillane came sprinting from the other side.
You
from
know
the other side
ready.
Of the press box, hangs over the ledge of the – we're on the second row – hangs over the ledge of the third row and does the U sign
he
to
did.
Me.
It's really funny to see an Indiana football fan all of a sudden become a bully, but you know what? Embrace it. Hopefully it doesn't backfire on you. I'm sure it won't backfire for Indiana in the college football playoff.
Well, I actually thanked him because I was actually kind of pulling for Indiana. Good story, all that stuff. But I thanked him. I said, okay, now I'm going to save all my good stuff for when Indiana loses, and I'll be on your front porch waiting for you to come back from the Rose Bowl or wherever the hell they're playing.
Well, well, well.
Yes.
I did want to mess with you today, but I was watching this college football playoff game between Texas A&M and Miami at a after party for this thing called the Pecan Bowl, which is on the west side of town. It's like a flag football game for adults. I'm on the sideline watching my friends playing this game. Yeah. I used to be on my team. One of them won the MVP, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm so much better than everybody. The other part of me, after the game, just watched as a bunch of people who were clearly UT fans were really piling it on as the game got worse and worse.
Oh, but wait a minute. I thought A&M wasn't really their biggest rival.
Yes. There was a lot of that. And I was like, I don't want to pile on. I feel bad. I feel bad for the Aggies. I know that comes off as patronizing and stuff, but that was a rough one on Saturday.
Can you enlighten me, John? Like, why do they always say, like, oh, A&M's not our biggest rival?
Because they're patronizing, and that's how their way of sort of trying to stick it to you, like, you're so unimportant, that you're not even our biggest rival. And yet, go on to social media after the game, and everyone's like, hey, good weekend, the Aggies lost, and, this and that, and, oh, you didn't beat blah, 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 blah. Okay, the true facts, all that's true, but anytime a Longhorn fan does that, oh, you're not. We don't even really pay attention to you until we play. Bull crap.
You're right.
I got him on a run a little bit.
Bull crap.
At least the Aggies have something to cheer about.
Yes, they do. National champions.
Stop.
Put up the Well, they're going to put up a banner, man.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're going to put up. And by the way, this is not because they won the national. We were talking about it last week. NCAA volleyball is legit, man. It is a lot of fun to watch. But yeah. I would have traded it, all due respect to the ladies. But
Shout out to the strong, powerful, independent women for winning their natty. It's like Syracuse men's soccer winning the national championship 3 years ago. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off. But you take it, but you'd much rather it be your favorite program, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah, so that was cool. No one was happier than the dude that got the tattoo, apparently, with the 2025 national championship. Do you see that? And the A&M logo?
Well, you can turn the 5 into a 6.
Now he can just put volleyball. Just add volleyball. Yeah.
That's true, too, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's going to like
Tattoos and sports predictions are not
the worst.
The worst.
Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless it's a tramp stamp. Just kidding. North Shore High.
How about North Shore? Getting it done.
The Stangs.
We were watching that one as well after the Aggie game, hoping for the big Dallas. Versus Houston Metroplexes, with Houston winning. Didn't happen. Richmond Randall lost and C.E. King lost, but North Shore held it up, man.
Let's go. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Continuing to go through what's popping. So there was another Paul fight. I refuse to figure out who's who. I don't want to know.
I believe this was Jake.
They're more famous than I will ever be.
You're Paul. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just as punchable, hateable probably, but I refuse to watch the fights where, hey, you might see a Paul get knocked out, but apparently I missed the one that you should have watched, because Jake Paul, he broke his jaw in two places?
It was, and you saw the images too.
I did.
I mean, his face looked, speaking of volleyball, it looked like a volleyball, a black and blue volleyball. If you're a Jake Paul hater, or at least a Jake Paul, this guy is just a gimmick type person. This was the one to watch. I mean, he got absolutely destroyed. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have his jaw wired shut for at least 6 weeks.
Have you ever had your jaw wired shut?
Never. Have you?
Nor I.
I
hope that never happens.
Oh, God, yes. The gimmick is over, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jake Paul gimmick. He made a lot of money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, these are the fights that market the best because you're bringing in an audience that would never watch a regular boxing match, no matter how that sport might be in the eyes.
He knows
of
what
some.
He's doing.
Yeah.
He's just going to be hurting for a while.
There's a lot of people that have figured out a way to monetize rage bait. Mm-hmm. And these guys did it with, let's be honest, massive affronts to the boxing community. I'm not a diehard boxing fan, but I feel bad for diehard boxing fans is that this is what has become the center of the sport. Mm-hmm. Fights featuring these two brothers. What's Popping continues. The Rockets had a win on Saturday over the Denver Nuggets, 115-101. There was a dust-up in that game between Kevin Durant and was it Bruce Brown, right? And also, you had a Reed Sheppard playing really well in that game. But then yesterday, they follow that up with yet another overtime loss, this time to the Sacramento Kings.
I don't know. We've mentioned the Rockets a lot. You know, Reggie and I are both big basketball fans. I don't think this team has really proven, sort of claimed an identity yet. Three overtime losses, two of them to maybe the two worst teams in basketball, or two of the worst teams in basketball. Back-to-backs are a problem. No Steven Adams. He's very, very crucial to what this team can do in any given game. And when he doesn't play in the back-to-backs, it's tough. At least Tari Eason came back, so that was good. But you can't have nice things, it seems like. Great win, and then all of a sudden you have the back-to-back and you lose that one.
There's a lack of decisiveness offensively, too.
Yeah.
And I think anyone going into the year who thought that they were going to be able to play well without Fred VanVleet, you were kidding yourself. You were hoping that, hey, at least Reed Sheppard gets better along the way, but this is much like with the Texans, where offensively you're hoping that they get better the last couple of weeks of the year. Mm-hmm. The hope is that the Rockets can figure out some sort of, as you were saying, identity by the end of the year offensively. And I mean, right now there hasn't been a lot of progress. And this week is probably the worst people have felt about the Ime Udoka era. Mm-hmm. Pelicans loss is the worst loss of the Udoka era. I don't know how the hell they lost that game.
It wasn't much better than this one.
For sure. Yeah. So you do have the win on Saturday, but this was a sandwich with moldy bread.
Yeah, and offensively, you mentioned what they do offensively. I think what they do, they tend to sort of the half court game is a big problem for them. Being able to get into their sets, being able to get the ball to the right people, etc. I think they're going to be fine, but they have a ways to go in terms of being one of the top tier teams.
Indeed, they do. And wrapping up, what's popping? The Astros did make that first move of the winter, and they swung big. Mm-hmm. They get Pirates pitcher Mike Burrows as part of a three-team deal. They gave up Jacob Melton, who you've seen a little bit of, and Anderson Brito, another minor leaguer, who I'll be honest, I don't know a damn thing about him, to make this trade happen. Mixed reviews from Astros fans online. If you're of the window is always open faction, do you want this move to happen? I know that Dana Brown is probably going to say, hey, we acquired 6 years of a player because they got a guy who's under control for 6 years. But look, if you want this thing to work now, you do have to give up prospects, even if your farm system isn't so good. I'm not going to cry over Jacob Melton or Anderson Brito being traded until years down the road.
Well, yes, in the here and now, because they are fancying themselves as a contender. I still feel like they've been passed by the Mariners. They've been passed by a lot of these other teams that are making moves here in the offseason. Hell, Toronto's making moves. That doesn't mean they're out of it, and that doesn't mean that they don't have their magic. I think what it does mean is, you say it doesn't bother you, and me neither, in terms of these prospects in the here and now, but they don't have a lot of prospects. They just don't have a lot of prospects, so it better work. Get that little pixie dust on those pitchers and make it happen.
Yeah, and also just make sure their elbows work.
Yes.
Fromber.
That's the biggest thing.
I mean, you're going to miss Fromber the most because of that. He's the only durable pitcher that you've had over the last decade or so. Mm-hmm. That is John Lopez on Paul Gallant in for Reggie. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. The Texans won, but it wasn't because of their offense. How far can this defense carry them? We discussed that after a 23-21 win over the Raiders yesterday on a Reaction Monday, Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.